SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Cadets honored after helping to raise funds for World War II veterans. We hear more about this in today's program, and later our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and child safety tip. Welcome and stay with us. 3 units in the Jamaica Combined Cadet Force, JCCF, have been lauded for their outstanding efforts to raise funds in the Royal Air Force Association Jamaica Chapter Wings Appeal Competition. Internationally, the Wings Appeal is the Royal Air Force Association's fundraising campaign that runs throughout the year. As part of local efforts to raise funds, the Royal Air Force Association Jamaica Chapter staged a fundraising competition, with the Governor General's trophy for first place being won by the 2nd Battalion of the Cadet Force. The President's trophy for second place was awarded to the 3rd Battalion, and for third place, the Chairman's trophy has been awarded to the 5th Battalion. The trophies were presented to the cadet groups in a ceremony at King's House on September 8 to launch Wings Appeal 2015. The work of the cadet groups is all the more significant as proceeds from this effort will go towards providing care for war veterans of the Royal Air Force's RAF 580 Jamaica branch who fought in World War II. The 3 winning groups were lauded by Governor General Sir Patrick Allen for their efforts.
I commend the willingness of the JCCF to be actively engaged in such an important cause on behalf of those who gave so much of themselves in service to their country and the world.
The Governor General urged the cadets to pass on the values of service and hard work to young people in their communities.
One of the greatest ways we can honor these veterans is to focus on what they stood for and see how best we can pass on these lessons to others and to our young people in particular.
Sharon, how you look so? What do you?
From me eat breakfast, me just feel sick.
Then how I eat so?
Kalaloo and fried dumpling.
Kalaloo? Where you get it from? You plant Kalaloo?
No, me buy from me Chinese boy, in Peter.
Jeez and P, Sharon. How much time if you tell you not buy nothing from that thief in boy there? Me hear Mr. Berry complain that him spray the Kalaloo yesterday and this man in half fight gone.
Me never have nothing for breakfast and him sell me Kalaloo for $30 bongo. Lad, me dead now. Now me have to go spend money at doctor when me not have.
Don't buy agricultural produce from questionable sources. Be a good neighbor and report incidences of farm theft to the police 119, Crime Stop 311 or the Predator Larceny Prevention Unit.
One strategy under Vision 2030 Jamaica to achieve a healthy and stable population is to provide and maintain adequate health infrastructure to ensure efficient and cost-effective service delivery. Log on to vision2030.gov.jm for more information. And now for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
When I was a child, my father had a big bottle into a bamboo wish and called it Dimijan. And the man boil, chain root, strong back, mother Webley, saucy perla. They boil up those, call it root, and they put it into that Dimijan bottle and dig a big hole in the ground and put it, and so then put it here to cure them. Then get red label wine and put with it, and we had plenty command fowl and then beat the fowl egg and mix it with the wine and nutton egg and vanilla, and sometimes they use the goat milk and call it draught, and we drink it. I believe the children
are our future. Teach them. And for today's child safety tip, playing by busy roads can be a dangerous practice. It's easy to get carried away when you are engaged in playing by busy roadways. This can lead to accidents with children running carelessly into traffic. Parents must make their children aware of the dangers of playing on busy roads. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. That brings us to the end of today's program. Thanks for your company. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I am Vaughn Davis. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.